Part 6, Putting on the Armor of God. Every day an invisible war rages within us. Whether we like it or not, we are all involved. This war is unseen and unheard, yet it affects every area of our existence, our marriages, our children, our health, and all other aspects of our lives. Our enemy's battle plan depends on catching us disarmed as he walks about as a roaring lion trying to deceive us into believing his lies. Our carnal armor is no match for Satan's spiritual deceptions. We must access the whole armor of God to fight in the power of his might. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. His driving force is to ultimately destroy God's people from the face of the earth. Is it any different today? The same spirit is still at large in our day, seeking to destroy all the Jews from planet Earth. It is comforting to know he fails every time when we are dressed for the battle. Ephesians 6:10 through 13 tells us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Some say there is no war between good and evil. Yet the Apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome for the sake of the gospel for 2 long years. You could not convince him there were no higher powers feuding with his very own life hanging in the balance. God's love always has an inspired purpose, no matter where we are or what battle we are in. Your light shines the brightest when all is dark, maintaining a right attitude toward God and totally trusting in him. While in this Roman prison, Paul wrote 4 epistles of the New Testament, the letters to the Ephesians, the Colossians, the Philippians, and to Philemon, whom he called his fellow laborer. Paul became acquainted with each piece of armor of the Roman soldier along with their function and purpose as he saw them daily. Inspired by God, Paul was able to see the powerful correlation of each piece of the Roman soldier's armor as to what was needed for our spiritual defenses in our spiritual war. Paul saw the importance of the Christian believer's armor, as he knew to lose this war meant we would lose everything. He also knew if we waged war on this enemy without the armor of God, we would be helpless. Our spiritual lives in God's kingdom are on the line, and the armor of God assures us of overcoming the wiles of the enemy every time. The armor of God is far more than just a protective covering. It is the life of Jesus Christ on the inside, or the Word covering your inner man. Interestingly, Adam and Eve before the fall and separation from God in the Garden of Eden were covered with God's Word. Now God, as he promised, covers us again with himself, the Word. Romans 13, verses 12 through 14 tell us that the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. We must clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. He not only covers us, but also fills us with his very life from the inside out. He gives us access to his very mind, which becomes our control center, leading and guiding us to the victory of every battle. John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. He then becomes our hiding place and shelter in the midst of the storms. There will be storms we pass through with our Lord, who willingly gives us a supernatural peace. One thing is certain, he assures us we are always victorious in him. 1 Peter 4:12 and 13, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. It is so encouraging to know he will never be separated from us in these battles. Romans 8:37-39. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. These scriptures guarantee us that the principalities and powers in high places will have only a positive effect on our lives when we are properly using the armor of God. Now let us examine each piece of the armor of God.